A farewell gift made by a local priest, a calendar of the nuclear plant that became part of the community in the last 5 decades.
Our heart bleeds to see such an advanced, well-functioning and safe installation close down, but we have no choice but to accept.
The Gundremmingen nuclear plant in Bavaria has not always been safe. In 1975, Germany's first nuclear accident happened here. 2 workers died, but residents say they never felt unsafe.
The installation functions without problems. They could easily continue. They've invested so much money into it. Other countries produce and continue to build nuclear power plants, and we shut them down. Such a waste.
For decades, Germany has seen a wave of anti-nuclear protests, especially after the Chernobyl explosion in 1986 in the then Soviet Union. Radioactive particles were found as far away as Bavaria. And after the accident in Fukushima in Japan in 2011, the Merkel government closed 8 of its 17 nuclear plants immediately, promising to shut down the rest by next year.
Closing down a nuclear plant is not just a matter of shutting down reactors and locking the gates. Dismantling will take years, and then there's the problem of radioactive waste, which could contaminate the area for thousands of years. And that's not a burden, opponents say, to put on future generations.
But not everyone within the EU agrees. France and the Netherlands are even planning to build new nuclear plants, asking the European Union to include atomic power in a list of sustainable investments to make the transition to clean energy.
What we need to do is to find a taxonomy that allows us to pursue our industrial choices to be consistent with the objective of decarbonizing our economies.
A group of German scientists is calling on the government to reverse its decision. They say shutting the nuclear plants will force the country to use more fossil fuels.
Germany should definitely not close its nuclear plants because nuclear energy is such an environmentally benign energy source that can help Germany so much with decarbonization in the future and with providing a stable source of energy. And therefore, it's a big mistake that Germany is now exiting nuclear energy.
While nuclear power is the largest source of energy in France, in Germany it accounts for just 12%. To replace this, the new government has promised to speed up its production of wind and solar energy. The only way forward, according to Miranda Schreurs, who is part of a government team finding a solution for nuclear waste.
In the German law, we are required to identify a location for a nuclear depository that is expected to be safe for 1 million years. That's a long time. It's a big challenge. And that is, of course, one of the big concerns. If countries, as is now being discussed in Europe, choose to continue with nuclear energy or go into nuclear energy, what are we leaving behind for next generations to deal with? Because we really haven't figured out what to do with this high-level radioactive waste.
Germany has made up its mind, so it is...
Goodbye forever.
...to nuclear power. Stepfasen, Al Jazeera, Gundremmingen.